This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Growing concern in Colorado as the Delta variant continues to spread and some of the highest numbers in the state right here in El Paso County. KRDO's Mia Villanueva reporting it's partially thanks to the local vaccination rate.
The most recent numbers show that 48% of El Paso County is fully vaccinated, which is considerably less than Denver County's 60%. Now, as of now, El Paso County has 300 cases of the Delta variant, trailing only behind Mesa County that has nearly 700 cases so far. Mesa also reported its first child death, a 15-year-old who was infected with the virus before her age group was vaccine eligible.
Despite the rising numbers of cases associated with the Delta variant, opinions are split among area residents we spoke with.
I mean, I'm pretty concerned considering not everyone can get vaccinated at this point, so children are still able to transmit the disease.
I don't have any concern at all.
I pray over my kids. I do my best to ensure our immune system strong, and the only thing I can do is have faith and trust.
Data from the state shows that 89% of COVID cases right now in Colorado are those of the Delta variant. Colorado's Delta variant and a big boost to Colorado restaurants continuing to recover as they awarded nearly $500 million in COVID relief grants, $33 million of that coming to Colorado Springs. Jack Quinn's Irish Pub Downtown is one of 130 restaurants in the city getting funds to help keep their doors open. General Manager Martin Troy.
Can't put a price on it. It's amazing. We're all relieved. And so that's been helpful in the extreme.
The flexible grant does not need to be paid back and can cover expenses like payroll, mortgage, rent, and other supplies needed to recover from the pandemic losses. More than 75% of Colorado's grants went to businesses owned by women, veterans, and people of color.
Westbound lanes of Garden of the Gods back open as of Saturday morning following last week's water main break. Ted Skroback with Colorado Springs Utilities last week said that those repairs would be an ongoing process.
It's not just as easy as cutting out a little piece and putting in a new piece. There's a lot of infrastructure down there right now that they need to get in and make sure that everything is nice and stable.
Crews say it could be midweek before those eastbound lanes of Garden of the Gods are reopened. Traffic on North Union being diverted after a sinkhole was reported. CSPD said the street was closed at Tokley Drive last night, noting a sinkhole swallowed much of that intersection. Drivers asked to avoid the area by using alternate routes. Construction entrance at North Union and Old Ranch has been opened as an alternate way around that sinkhole.
A southwestern Colorado jury has found Mark Redwine guilty of second-degree murder and child abuse. The jury returned the verdict Friday in La Plata County. Redwine had been accused of killing his 13-year-old son Dylan in 2012. That was the crime of which he was convicted. Prosecutors arguing that Redwine killed his son after the boy confronted him about photographs showing Redwine dressed in women's underwear. The verdict, bittersweet for Dylan's mother, Elaine Hall.
There's so many emotions right now. I mean, you know, I've cried. I've been mad. Right now, I'm ready to start remembering Dylan and his story rather than the gruesome details of his death.
Redwine will be sentenced in early October for the death of his son from Monument.
A jury in Pueblo convicted Anthony Cuevas of killing his own mother in a case that some widely started calling the suitcase murder. Cuevas found guilty of first-degree murder for killing his mother, 58-year-old Mary Cuevas Garcia. Cuevas also found guilty of felony eluding and identity theft for his role in evading apprehension and cashing another person's check in October 2019. He was immediately sentenced following Friday's verdict and will serve life without parole pending any legal appeals.
Colorado Springs Utilities is temporarily removing Pikeview Reservoir as a water source for the city. The suspension was announced after harmful blue-green algae was found at the reservoir last week. Workers will clear out the algae from the reservoir before CSU begins using it again as a water source. The reservoir has not been closed, though people and pets are being asked not to get into the water while the algae is present.
And the mayor of Colorado Springs giving members of the U.S. Olympic team a warm send-off to Tokyo. The mayor joined the U.S. Olympic wrestling team at the Colorado Springs Airport Saturday morning before they started their journey to the Summer Games. 21 members of the team were bound for Chicago, where they'll meet up with the rest of the squad before boarding flights to Japan, opening ceremonies for the Summer Games scheduled for this Friday.
Mainly sunny and hot as we head into your Monday afternoon. Most of the moisture out into the western half of Colorado. Highs today in the upper 80s around Colorado Springs, 94 for Pueblo. We're going to keep it quiet coming up on Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s and an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms come Wednesday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.